Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It is time for Speed Jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Thanks for sending in your jokes to John Williams at WGNradio.com. We got a joke from Bill Darman in Algonquin. He wrote, "Hey, John, I've got a couple of jokes for you. I'm an avid listener, and I love coffee, and I need another coffee cup. Just saying." We got jokes from Laura Helsman and Lindenhurst and Michael Rago and Edgebrook and Gary Lenz of Arlington Heights. Thanks for the joke, Gary. We got this note from Bonnie Rohr of Schaumburg. "Hey, John Williams, for the past 2 years, I've dropped everything when it's time for speed jokes, much to the annoyance of my now 12-year-old granddaughter, Tori. On the occasions that I've been with her and her little sister, Daisy, when it's time for speed jokes, it's, 'Grandma, please, no more speed jokes.' I prefer to think she secretly enjoys them, though, and so she sent the following joke to me in the form of a meme today, and I told her that could be a speed joke. I told her how you encourage listeners to send in jokes, told her about the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug won by lucky listeners, and told her that as much as she's heard me talk about speed jokes, I've never submitted one to you. She dared me to send this joke in. I hope it makes the cut. So 12-year-old Tori Rohr of St. Charles, this one's for you."
"Hey, John, did you know there's a species of antelope capable of jumping higher than a house?"
"Wow, Dave, how is that possible?"
"It's due to its powerful hind legs."
"Ah."
"And the fact that houses can't jump."
"Thank you, Tori. Good job." Speaking of nature, we've got several science and math jokes for you today. What did Earth say to the other planets? "Get a life." Newton said, "The greater the mass, the greater the force of attraction. Yet here I am, still single." A neutrino walks into a bar. Bartender says, "Hey, we don't serve subatomic particles here." Neutrino says, "That's fine, I'm just passing through."
"John, what do you know about atoms?"
"Very little."
"Besides that,
how do you know if a crab is pregnant? Ask a lobstetrician." "What do you call a man who's been dead 10,000 years? Pete." Here's a math problem. If George is 68 and his girlfriend is 25, how much money does George have? In sports, Pittsburgh beat the Cubs on Sunday. One of their pitchers, Gary Peters, wasn't doing well, so the Pirates played with their Peters out and still won the game. "I got a text from my wife saying she was breaking up with me. Imagine how relieved I was when a couple of minutes later she texted, 'Sorry, wrong number.' The last time I had any faith in the news, it was Huey Lewis."